Continuing the subject of the important founding of America and its history in recent times, we go to Revelation chapter 13, and it starts out with this. It actually should be connected with chapter 12. And it says, "And he stood on the sand of the seashore." I realized that the King James Bible said, "And I stood on the sand of the seashore," meaning John the Revelator. But it's he, that is the devil, who went off to make war. And we talked about the spotlight of history moving to America. And he goes off to make war, and he stands, you can almost see it in your mind's eye. The devil swims the ocean to get where God is focused so that he can stop what God is doing. He comes to the shores of America, and John the Revelator in vision sees two beasts coming up. One is coming out of the sea, the other is coming out of the earth. Now, we already learned that the earth helped the woman. So when the Bible says a beast comes out of the earth, it's talking about the new world. But here, first it says a beast comes out of the sea. We read in verse 1, "I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 crowns, and on his heads were blasphemous names. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet were like those of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion, and the dragon," that's the devil, "gave him his power and his throne and great authority." Now, here's what I call a composite beast. This represents all the puppet governments that the devil has used this side of the flood, you might say, to oppose what God is doing. And so the 7 heads, I believe, represent Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, and the Church of the Dark Ages, the empire period of history. And then one of his heads had 10 horns coming up. Of course, that would be the Roman head, because out of it came the 10 barbaric tribes which formed Europe. And so this composite beast, I like to call it the pagan beast, comes out of the sea. It's a flashback to all the things that the devil has done. But notice that the crowns, the diadems, are on the horns. That in chapter 12, the crowns were on the heads. Meaning chapter 12 is depicting a time in the past when empires reigned. And America brought an end to that period, or came up after the end of that period. But now in chapter 13, we're moving ahead in time. The crowns now are on the horns. So the focus is Europe, or the modern nations, or the nations of the modern world. And then in verse 11 of chapter 13, "I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon." In the Bible, that is in Revelation, the lamb represents Christ, the dragon represents the devil. How does a dragon speak? We go back to chapter 12, in verse 9, it says, "The great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who was called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." So, in America, there is a lamb likeness. That is, much of what America has done through the ages has been lamb-like, Christ-like. For instance, we'll go to war and conquer another nation who has been a threat to our friends. Then do we take them over and claim them as our territory? No. We leave them alone. In fact, we go and we spend taxpayer dollars to rebuild them and make them friends. No other country in history has done anything like that. It's a lamb likeness, but it says it speaks like a dragon. That is, there is deception going on. We see a lot of deception going on. Today, many call it the fake news. People are drinking the Kool-Aid as they are deceived by what politicians and many are saying today. So the Bible, it goes on here in chapter 13 of Revelation to say that this beast that comes out of the earth makes an image, which means a likeness to the first beast, that is the one that comes out of the sea. What does all this mean? Well, we're going to talk about this a little bit more in our next segment, Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.